Dr. Sibic did an office note on patient Cecilia Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N, Cecilia, C-E-C-E-L-I-A, date of birth is 3-5-1954, date of service 6-13-2023, per paragraph, the patient is 69-year-old African-American female, who is referred to see me by Dr. Balat, B-A-L-A-T, for evaluation of kidney function and kidney cysts. Per paragraph, past medical history includes the following: 1, diabetes mellitus type 2 since 1999, followed by Dr. Vivian Rodriguez, endocrinology, next history of TIA, next hypertension, next coronary artery disease, that's post 3 stents, followed by Dr. Gregory Garcia, next hyperlipidemia, next GARD, next history of COVID requiring hospitalization in 2020, per paragraph. Her past surgical history includes total hysterectomy, next tubal ligation, next cholecystectomy, next appendectomy, next abdominal adhesion surgery 11 times since 1980s, period. Paragraph, social history, patient is widowed. She has had a total of 2 children, one of them passed in 2016. She is a retired employee of state of Texas, no smoking, no alcohol, and no drug use. Family history, father with diabetes mellitus type 2, history of prostate cancer and pancreatic cancer. Mother is deceased, had heart disease. Sister is deceased from breast cancer. Another sister deceased from CVA, also has history of breast cancer. Another sister has dementia. Review of systems, reviews, occasional headaches, occasional chest pain, shortness of breath, positive cough. She gets tired quickly. She does have on and off abdominal pain from her adhesions. No nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, or constipation. She does have nocturia and stress incontinence. She was recently diagnosed with UTI and being treated with antibiotic. Per paragraph, or other systems are reviewed are negative. Per paragraph, she's received at least 3 doses of COVID-19 shots. Per paragraph. Current medications reviewed include aspirin, Humalog, insulin, lisinopril, prasugrel, rosuvastatin, Ozempic, and possibly Praluent. She is going to confirm that. Pure paragraph. On physical exam, vital signs as mentioned above, HSC, pupil general reactive light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, noted per paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, has sound irregularity and rhythm, normal as fine as 2, no members heard, no friction of her lungs, are clear to auscultation, no crackles or visits, heard abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly. She does have abdominal distension and mild tenderness without any guarding rebound or rigidity. Pure paragraphs, extremities, there's no edema in the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash, noted, neuro exam is not focal. Investigations, unfortunately, none is available at this time for me to review. Pure paragraph assessment, plan 1, history of kidney cysts. We are going to review the ultrasound and advise accordingly. Next, diabetes mellitus type 2, at risk for diabetic nephropathy, we're going to assess. Review the records from Dr. Rodriguez and from Dr. Balat. And if further investigations is warranted, we are going to initiate next history of TIA, continue aspirin and prasugrel, next history of coronary artery disease, that's post-stenting, continue hyperlipidemia treatment as per cardiology, and tight control of diabetes, next GERD, asymptomatic at this time period, next history of multiple intestinal adhesions requiring surgical intervention, period, paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Balat, for allowing me to participate in patient care. I will follow her closely. I will see her back in 2 weeks in televisit to discuss her options after reviewing her labs and keep you updated on her progress. I will report. Thanks.